Well, my name is Brian Michaels, and I'm currently living in Eugene, Oregon. And I have come down here to play some more with my friends who are doing a wonderfully miraculous task of feeding people for free who need it. It's something we've done over the years in rainbow gatherings, where we get, you know, 20 or 25,000 people in the middle of the woods, and we lived as a city for quite a while, and building ovens and feeding people is just sort of second nature, and it's not really all that common to feed people without proselytizing or politicizing or looking down on them, but doing it with dignity and doing it with equality, and just working for free is a lot of fun if you know how to do it like we do. And we've never really done it in a disaster zone, and it seems like the perfect fit because of all those reasons. It's hard to give out for free. It's hard to work together for free. Maintain dignity, maintain friendship, not proselytize or politicize. It's just not common. And it's the first time we've tried it, and it's a raging success. You've been here a few days. You see how successful it is. I've only been here a few days, and I can fit right in because it's just like going to the gatherings. I know these folks. I can fit right in. I know the scene. I know how it vibrates. I know how it breathes. So it's like I'm like I've been here forever because it's just what I'm used to.
Yeah, yeah. That's very cool. Are you, you're a lawyer by trade.
I am a lawyer by trade, yeah. It's
true. Are you doing any of that kind of work here? Are you helping? Nope.
No, I don't really know Mississippi law.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes at the gatherings I'll interface with the government on behalf of certain individuals for certain issues, just because I'm used to talking to those folks. Not because, as part of being a lawyer, I talk to the government and law enforcement a lot. I'm a criminal defense lawyer.
Okay.
So I kind of know how they operate a little better than most people. But, but I don't really represent anyone as a lawyer.
Okay.
Although every now and then I'll take a case and do it because I think it's important.
Yeah.
But I don't represent the family or the gathering or anything like that.
Okay.
It's very individual what I do.
Yeah.
But the government over here is just all on our side. I mean, so...
That's wonderful.
They're beyond on our side.
Yeah. What kind of things are you seeing here about the government that are unusual? Oops, you want to wait for just a second.
Yeah. Do you want to turn this off?
Because it'll go on to... It'll go to, like, the next thing, and then I'll start to get screwed up because I'll have your name on one and not...
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's a digital, it's not a tape, huh?
No.
Got it.
Yeah. It's really wonderful because I'll put these then up on the web. Do not run me over. Okay. Yes.
How hard it must be. You know, it's one thing, I mean, they're extremely grateful and they're extremely helpful. But just from the other perspective, how hard it must be to have your life in such a state where we have to come and feed you for free.
Yeah.
And you have to come stand in a line and get food for free. I mean, we do it great because there's, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't be done any better than the way we do it.
Yeah.
But with all that understood, just having your life torn so asunder that becomes your daily routine
exactly. Suddenly.
It's just unfathomable to us.
Yeah. So tell me about the government. How have you seen the government responding in this situation?
Well, generally when the government sees rainbows doing good things, they're trying to shut it down.
Uh-huh.
In very nasty, violent ways. That's how the feds tend to look at us.
Uh-huh.
And they're not doing that this year.
That's wonderful.
They're helping.
Yeah.
I mean, local governments, wherever we go, end up liking us because we're very likable.
Yeah.
You know, we get some crazies, you know, it's cleaner and neater here.
Yeah.
It's not that much. You know, we get some crazies, we get some problems, and we deal with it. You know, it's not, it's like I say, we're very proud of the fact we're the only place in the world that welcomes everyone, but we're not necessarily proud of everyone we welcome. And, you know, so it's, like I say, it's a little messier here than you know, other, I mean, it's a little cleaner here. It's a lot more messier at the gathering than it is here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more people. I mean, you're talking 20, 25,000 people.
Sure.
You know. But ultimately, you know, the vibe carries us. Because mm-hmm. most of the people who go to a gathering just tend to be on their best behavior.
Yeah, right.
They tend to fall into that scene. And when the locals meet us, even the local law enforcement, they just leave us alone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every now and then you'll get a tough area who just wants to stop every car, but generally that's just pushed by the Forest Service LEOs.
What do you think the next step is? What would you hope would be the thing that comes out of this, or
this here in Waveland?
Yeah.
These guys are doing it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm really, I mean, I know them and I'm part of that scene, but
yeah.
These guys are driving the car. I'm just
uh-huh.
in the back seat. Paying for the gas if I can, giving directions
yeah, yeah.
if I can, you know, doing
yeah.
what I can, but I'm not in the driver's seat here at all.
What kind of things have you been interacting in here?
I just chip in because, I, you know, they know me, so,
yeah, yeah.
you know, I drove people around when they needed supplies.
Uh-huh.
I get little gifts for people, wake them up.
Uh-huh.
There's not a lot of work that needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
They're serving a lot less numbers, and
uh-huh.
they're getting a lot more help in these last several days
uh-huh.
toward the end. So, you know, I've been serving a little bit. I'll clean some, you know,
yeah.
just basic.
Basically.
Which is what I expected to do. I didn't
yeah, right.
expect to do anything majestic or
yeah.
glorious. I just came to see the, you know, see it and feel the scene, and it's everything I've ever imagined and more.
That's wonderful.
Have you interviewed this wonderful gentleman?
Yes, I have. That is the magical vermin.
The supreme one.
He's everywhere. He really is. There's so many points in the state that people say, and have you interviewed?
Is that right? He's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, he is. I really like him.